WKAR's Scott Pohl covered Judd Heathcote for years and for a time worked with the team as public address announcer at MSU games. And Scott joins me to remember the coach. And good morning, Scott.
Hi, Brooke.
And so how would you describe Judd Heathcote?
Well, you know, Judd had a very well-earned reputation for being both a tough guy, tough coach, and hysterically funny. If you were around him at press conferences, for instance, when he could speak off the cuff, or at social events, just one of the funniest guys you could ever hope to spend time around. And the tough part of his reputation, I think, is spoken to better by his players who... Uniformly, I've been around a number of former MSU players, and whenever the subject of Judd Heathcote comes up, every single one of them will talk about how tough he was, but that he made me a better man, or he was, what a great coach he was and how much they love him. They use the word love liberally when talking about Judd Heathcote. Magic Johnson, for instance, this morning tweeted, "Coach Heathcote made me a better person, player, and champion. He turned a young kid into a man. Thank you so much for all you did for me." And if you look on Twitter at any of the former players, coaches,
he
people that he coached with or mentored, uniformly you'll see nothing but remarks like that about Judd Heathcote.
So you were the PA announcer. How long did you do that?
You know, that's one of those things I'm terrible about, how many years I was with the team. It was five or six. I did the last two or three seasons at Jennison Fieldhouse. And then the first two or three seasons at the Breslin Center when it opened. And that first season, the team won the Big Ten championship on the last day of the regular season. So I was around Judd quite a bit at those games. And his reputation for being intense is well-deserved. And I'll tell you, when you sit at the scorer's table between, say, Judd Heathcote and Bobby Knight, that was a tense night because you never knew when one of them would come barking at you or something. But, you know, other than the press conferences and that sort of thing from prior to working with the team as PA announcer, I was around Judd quite a bit during moments before and after those games. And it was, while intense, it was also always a lot of fun. I really loved working with the team.
So tell me one of your favorite memories.
You want a funny story?
Of course. Okay. We love funny.
Well, one press conference when hockey season was also in play at the same time, Judd and the legendary hockey coach Ron Mason would be at the same press conference on Mondays over lunch. And one particular Monday, the hockey team had won a game over the weekend in spectacular fashion. If you know much about hockey, when you're behind late in the game and you pull the goalie to get another extra attacker on the ice, well, Ron had pulled the goalie. They scored to tie the game and then went on to win the game. And it was all, what a great game, what a great maneuver. Everybody was talking with Ron Mason about that. And then when Judd walked in, the first thing he said to Ron Mason was, "Well, if you score so many goals when you pull a goalie, why don't you just never play a goalie?" And the place just exploded in laughter. Everybody thought that was so funny. And Ron Mason, of course, was, well, Judd, you can't, you got to play a goalie.
Right. So did he get along with the other coaches?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if you heard any negative remarks about Judd.
So a tough guy, but everyone seemed to like him.
Well, very much. And when you saw him at social events, he was a social gadfly, very, very funny. And everybody loved him. And my other favorite story about Judd, do we have time for a quick story?
All right.
Well, it has to do with the time that I was notified that I would no longer be working with the team, which you might think would be bad news.
Right.
And it was, I suppose. But I'll be as quick as I can. When they first brought me on as PA announcer, it was because there had been a rift between my predecessor, Eric O. Forseth, and the athletic director at the time, Doug Weaver. And Eric had a long history with the program, including he played on the team in the 50s, and a very, legendary Lansing radio announcer, great announcer, great PA announcer. So they brought me on as PA announcer. And Judd let me know on the day that it was decided to bring Eric back.
Oh, so he replaced
you. Yes, Eric was my replacement. And Judd called me personally to explain that he had always thought that Eric had been treated unfairly, and that his orchestration of this move had nothing to do with the quality of my work as PA announcer. He just thought Eric had been treated unfairly, and he had orchestrated it to bring Eric back. And he called me personally to do that, and that meant a lot to me. But the clincher on the story is that the morning that Judd made that call to me was the morning after Magic Johnson had announced that he was HIV positive. And I'm sure that Judd had a stack of messages on his desk that morning from media and other coaches and so on. He took a few minutes to call me that day. Wow. And that just meant so much to me, that he had that personal touch to let me know that he had liked my work. He was just doing what he thought was the right thing.
And that doesn't happen often in our business.
It sure doesn't. In fact, I've had the opposite experience more than once.
There's a trap door everywhere you
That's
go.
That's right. That's right. Judd always treated me well.
Right. So your time with the team was very positive.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved working with the team. I worked with the women's program for many years, too. And my time around both basketball programs at MSU, I'll never forget. I had a great time.
So one word when you think of the coach, what will it be?
Well, you have to think funny when you think about Judd Heathcote, the way he would smack his head on the sidelines, the Judd thud, people called it, the funny time when a basketball happened to bounce right into his hands on the sidelines and he was angry and he slammed the ball on the floor and it bounced right back and hit him right in the face. And just hysterical stories like that. Everybody had a great time watching Judd. If you never met him, what you saw was Judd. That was Judd.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, for sharing your memories. And I'm sure there'll be lots more memories of Spartan fans sharing their thoughts of Coach Judd Heathcote passing. He was 90 years old. And, of course, this afternoon, coming up at 1 o'clock on AM 870, Al Martin will interview Carlton Valentine, who was recruited by Heathcote. That will be coming up on Current Sports this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And, again, Scott Pohl sharing his thoughts as he was the PA announcer for a time with the team. Thank you again, Scott.
Glad to be here.